Hey, there's Coach Tim SEO, and I wanted to give you a quick epiphany on where AI is going. Right now, we've seen all kinds of AI news right over the past year in 2023. ChatGPT, Open, which is OpenAI, and the world has been trying to catch up ever since they were first. And there's a book about, I think it's called Positioning, and it's about being first. There's power when you're first. And they're holding a lot of the cards. A lot of the stuff that's out there on the web operates off their API. I have a bunch of software that works off their API, including GPT and graphics, DALL-E. What I want to do is to know that to guess the future is to know the past. Years ago, a mentor of mine, Rich Sheffrin, taught me that it's better to do something shitty than not at all. So if you have a concept, a technology, a thing that you think will change in your market, you should probably jump on it because there are no new ideas. So the big players in GPT or in what's it called? Generative text, excuse me. It was GPT, right? OpenAI. And then Bard had the answer. Google had the answer with Bard. Then Claude, which is by Anthropic, which is pretty cool. And I think that's the biggies. And then Elon Musk just announced that I can't remember what it's called. Grok. Grok is out there, and I haven't tested that yet. I don't know anybody who has. But where's this all going? Well, in technology, technology seeks to be free, just like information, right? And so you have to keep making it better, more sexy to make it more useful so that the idea of free is not entering into the consumer's mind, which is why I always thought it weird that a OpenAI started off with a free model. 3.5 is free. But very quickly they countered that with a paid version, 20 bucks for the, for the all the accoutrements. Now, within those accoutrements are supposedly it's better, it's faster, it's smarter, so to speak. Up until recently, that's all I could see was the benefit. However, they have added a bunch of stuff. DALL-E, you can actually do graphics inside of the GPT now for. You can search the use the internet as a reference instead of being stuck at 21 or 20, 2022, which is typical of it. And that was the biggest complaint with GPT. If you want to look though at where things are going, look to the past. Rich Sheffrin told me, I'll say it again, better do something shitty than not at all, and look at no further than at Apple. And then look at Windows. Apple never penetrated with the Mac more than 5% of the marketplace. It wasn't until Steve Jobs disrupted the company and added in the iTouches and the iPods and I until it finally became the iPhone, right? Which does it all, right? But you had to buy each one all along the way. Brilliant. Well, they just copied what Microsoft did. Microsoft, though, didn't stick you to just one box. The whole computer is what they're selling. They sold DOS. If you go way back, right, to the 80s, late 80s, DOS. Ugh. I mean, I didn't want anything to do with DOS. Right, I had to do Fortran in college. Horrible, punching the holes in the cards. And I promised I don't ever want to see a computer ever again. Then I had to do a simulation in the business school that simulated running a company, a manufacturing plant, if I recall. And it was a floppy disk that went into, I think it was DOS or might have been 3.1. It wasn't until years later that I thought that the computer was practical. I went into an internet cafe in Redondo Beach. The girl I was dating was, I thought we were all bohemian and this cool. And we went on the internet and the computer made sense. Right? Internet. Up pops Netscape. And my world was changed forever. I knew that the world was going to change forever. The money will be through digital. It's these interfaces that make it make sense, right? So most, a lot, not most, but a lot of people could never deal with DOS through whatever we're on now, 11 on Windows, right? They stayed off, and then the phones came, right? And the phone is stupid. It's just stupid easy, right? It's real easy to figure it out through these apps. And that's what our patience will only allow for, is the easiness of this. And that's why more and more the laptops and desktops are moving towards the ease of the phone. But if you go all the way back in the 80s, late 80s, and DOS, oh my God. Oh, right. And every once in a while, I'll get into that old DOS stuff, because the backbone of the computer, if you're on Windows, is still DOS. We have this graphical interface that makes it easy for us to work within this environment. So where's the world going? Well, I'll use WordPress as an example. WordPress, I was in the very beginning. God bless Dave Licani, may he rest in peace. I met him at a conference 2003, and he goes, "Are you blogging?" I'm like, "Only for Black Hat SEO, this whole thing called blog and ping," and it was mostly done through Blogger, which Google, I don't know if they owned it at the time, but eventually they did. And there was a little trick that where everybody in the know was able to do that got Google really happy, got their spider very happy. And but I never produced content per se in that way. I already had a newsletter at that time, but I wasn't and he really hearkened to this book that I suggest for everybody. It's called The Obvious Expert. And it is by Elsom Eldridge. It's since been updated to the internet. I haven't read it with the internet stuff. I didn't feel I needed to. But way back in the beginning, it was very instrumental in my thinking. And then when Dave said that, I got to be told a few times before I do something. Slapped me upside the head. I'm like, oh, okay, boom, an epiphany. And so I ended up getting into the WordPress stuff, and I think it was not even the ones yet. I think they're in the fives or sixes or something now. And what WordPress did, which is open source, right? Anybody could use WordPress and do what they will to it. Well, one of the things I did was I took it and sent it to a guy, I think in Ukraine. A developer that I found and said, "Hey, can you hack this to do X, Y, and Z?" I can't remember what it was. And yeah, no problem. It was easy for him. And a week later, I got this cool plugin that went into my WordPress. And if I was more forward-thinking back then, I could have probably sold it. It was a great idea. Well, funny enough, a year or two later, that very feature is normal now inside of WordPress. Case in point, if you ever use widgets, I'm sure you do, if you get into your WordPress, every WordPress has widgets. Widgets was once a plugin. Somebody else invented that. And then the company put it into the build of WordPress. Now I bring that up only to predict where OpenAI is going. OpenAI is letting the marketplace create the demands, create the changes. They have a number of people that are riding on their backside, like I said, APIs, etc. These companies that are doing this innovative stuff very well could be bought out by OpenAI. They're proving that their idea of how to use the technology is being proven by the marketplace in dollars, in real dollars, and in eyeballs. And OpenAI goes, okay, we see this AI API usage. Maybe they should be a target of a takeover, or we'll just cut them off and build it ourselves. And we're seeing right now, just in the last week, just some pretty big innovation, big additions to OpenAI, and no doubt that's come from a lot of what everybody else is doing. So just be aware of that thing, and especially with AI, by definition, it changes fast. The world is changing at a hyper rate because, again, AI learns, it self learns, right? It learns on itself. So be aware of that and where things are going, and before you're willing to park your tent on one platform or whatever, realize that you spend all this time, all this time, all this time with this one platform, and they very well may pull the rug underneath it. So, or not, but be aware of it as you commit real resources, real time, real people, talent to one particular aspect of what's out there. Because right now, we're like a pig in mud, right? I mean, if you're in the geek set like I am, people are just geeking out at what they could do with all this almost free stuff. And so at some point, it may not be so free, right? Or it will. Or it'll explode. My guess is more as it's hard. OpenAI is going to have a hard time creating a monopoly. I'm not saying that, but a lot of people are riding their back, and they very well may be rich pretty soon and bought out by them or not. But these are the things that are in play. So I just wanted to make you aware of these ideas, and perhaps you can get rich with AI. Enjoy. This is Coach Tim, SEO, Spider Juice Technologies. Give me a call. Let's talk business.